好像广东话的一句话说，你跌在地上，你还要抓一把沙起来。
I tried this part. In Cantonese saying, whenever you fell down, you still try to grab some sand in your hands.
You always have the right answer to everything.
You always have, 你永远都有正确的答案。
我想今天早上，
I think this morning,
我想和你们一起的透过诗篇第八十八篇来寻讨这一个的问题。
I'd like to share with you and study with you the Psalm 88 and to look at from that aspect.
从圣经的角度来认识一下我们生命中的那些苦难的事情。
From God's perspective to understand the suffering in our daily life.
这是一首很特别的诗篇。
This is a very special psalm.
从这个诗篇的这个上下文里
，from the contents，
我们知道这个写诗的人是在一种莫大的困境当中。
We know the psalmist was in some kind of extreme hardship.
他好像感觉到黑暗。领导他了。
He felt that the darkness had fallen upon him.
这首诗跟其他的诗的不一样的地方。
And there's a special place for this song.
这首诗篇的开始跟结束都是一样的。
The beginning and the ending of this psalm is the same.
也就是说，这一首诗到结束的时候，仍然没有将这首诗所问的问题给了一个答案。
That means even in the end of this psalm, the psalmist cannot give an answer for the question that he brought up in the beginning.
其他的诗篇
But all the other psalms,
开始的时候提出了问题
In the beginning, there may be some questions.
结束的时候有一个答案
But in the end, there will be some answer.
但是诗篇八十八篇不是这样的
But in Psalm 88, it's different.
开始的时候提出了问题
In the beginning, also bring up the question.
结束的时候问题仍然存在
The question still is there when it's ended.
所以我们要从这一首的诗
That's why we want to share this song.
来看一下和我们生命里的怎么样应用在我们今天的处境里
and let's look at from some insight of this psalm to apply to our life
因为我是在这里要控制这一个所以我如果有一些不习惯的地方请你们包容一下
It's not very often Pastor will control the remote so there, if there's some interrupt just be aware of that
我们先看第一、第二节。
Let's look at verse 1 and 2.
耶和华啊，拯救我的神啊，我昼夜都在你面前哀求，愿我的祷告达到你面前，求你留心听我的呼求。
O Lord God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry.
这一个说诗的人，他日夜的来到神的面前祈求。
The psalmist come to God day and night and pray to him.
他在那里祷告。
He prayed to God.
这提醒了叫我们想起耶稣的一个寡妇的一个比喻。
This reminds us of the widow in Jesus' parable.
他昼夜不停地来到那个法官的面前祈求。
Who come to the judge day and night.
这是讲到一种的持久。
This is the persistence.
当我们发现我们在困境的当中。
When we find ourselves in a desperate
我们也是昼夜的来到神的面前。
We come to God day and night.
我们将我们心里的一切向他倾诉。
We pour our hearts to him.
我还记得有时候当我遇到一些困境的时刻。
I still remember when I face some trials.
我也会经常的把他带到恩主的宝座前。
And I often brought those things to the throne.
不停的在那里祷告。
And praying to him consistently.
我相信我们当中也有一些的人。
I believe some of us do that.
在过去的两天。
In the past couple of days,
我们为了我们当中这里所遭遇的事
we do that because of something happened among us.
为了爷妈妈的去世
because of grandma's years passed away.
也相信有许多在各地不同世界不同地方的信徒为了日本的灾难在那里祷告
We believe there's many Christians in all over the place praying for the suffering in Japan the last couple of days.
我们不停地在那里祈求
And they pray day and night.
然后往我们再往下看第三
And let's look at the following verses from verse 3.
对，对不起，好。 在第三到第五节说，因为我饱经忧患，我的生命临近阴间，我被列在下坑的人中，就像一个没有气力的人一样。我被弃在死人之中，好像被杀的人躺在坟墓里，你不再纪念他们，他们也和你隔绝了。
For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength, like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand.
在这里，这作诗的人在描写那一些逼住他来到神面前祈求的事情。
The psalmist is describing this situation that drives him to pray to God.
他描写他好像靠近了阴间。
He was like near the hell.
他在这个坑的底。
He was in the bottom of the pit.
他说他感觉到好像他在坟墓里与死人在一起的
一样。He felt like he was among the dead in the grave.
用我们现代的一个字句。
In the modern language,
就好像他躺在这个太平间里一样。
He lay down in the morning.
他与神隔离了。
Being separated from God.
并且他也在这里说，他被神所忘记掉了。
And being forgotten by God.
这是描写对死亡的一种描写。
Here we saw a soul in deep trouble about death.
他在好像在，这是死亡的一个描写。
It was a description of death.
是一个非常孤单的地方。
It is a very lonely place.
正如是英国的作者路易斯这样子的说，
C.S. Lewis described，
他说他对死亡的描写是一个被一切事情都遗忘的地方。
C.S. Lewis described the death as the land where all things are forgotten。
我想我们当中有些的人也能够体会到这种孤单、这种痛苦的时刻。
Some of us can certainly identify with such a lonely and isolated moment。
我们好像被周围的人都忘记了一样。
It looks like we are being forgotten by all the people surround us。
有时候虽然但是周围都是人，
even though there's a lot of people around us，
但是感觉到被人忘记了。
But we feel totally forgotten，
是感一种完全的孤单，一种的孤独。
It's the loneliness and isolation。
不但是如此，
not only this。
然后在第六到第九节这样的说，
from verse 6 to 9，
你把我放在最深的坑里，把我放在黑暗的地方和深渊里，你的烈怒重重的压着我，你的波浪从四方八面把我掩盖，你使我的知己都远离我，使我成为他们所厌恶的。我被囚禁，不能外出，我的眼睛因困苦而昏花。耶和华啊，我天天向你呼求，向你举手祷告。
Verse 6 through 9 says, You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves.You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them. I'm shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you.
他用黑暗在描写他目前的处境。
He used darkness to describe his situation.
然后你也注意到，
and also you look at this.
在这一段的经文里，
more so you will notice in this verse.
在重点不再是放在自己对他处境的那个描写。
And the focus is not only on the self-description.
他现在将他的重点转移到他对神的那种的那种的困扰。
He turns towards God with frustration.
是神把他放在这样的一个恐怖的处境里。
It is God that put him in such a terrible condition.
是神把他放在这种很痛苦的黑暗里面。
It was God that put him in such a painful darkness.
他所遭遇的这一切都是因为神。
God is the reason and cause of such misery.
当我们读这段经文的时候，
As we read this passage,
就想起了约伯。
It reminds us of Job.
约伯也是在这种的黑暗、痛苦和困难的当中。
Job was in such a pain and dark and misery.
然后他就咒诅他出生的那一日。
And then he condemned the day he was born.
他描写自己面对着了死亡。
He describes himself staring at death.
然后他已经准备好要从这一个世界上消灭了。
And he was prepared to perish from this world.
在这里
in here.
诗人在想到神是成造成了他一切痛苦。
The psalmist said that God has caused all his troubles.
如果不是直接的话，
if not directly,
至少他也允许这些事情发生。
At least he permitted those things happen.
约伯跟这个诗人，
both Job and the psalmist,
他们一点都不明白，不知道为什么这些的苦难临到了他们。
They had no clue why this kind of darkness fall upon him.
但是在约伯的处境里，
but however in Job's situation,
他有一点点的不一样。
There it is a slightly different.
虽然对约伯是隐藏的，
even though it's hidden from Job,
但是读约伯记的人，
but the readers of the book Job,
第一是最早第一个读者，
the first readers of
book, 包括了我们，
including us,
我们知道在天上的那个天庭里发生的事情。
Now what happened in the heavenly court?
这里有一个神和撒旦的一个对话。
There was a dialogue between God and Satan.
撒旦在那里质问神。
Satan was questioning God.
约伯的公义，
Job's righteousness,
约伯对神的爱和忠心，
His love and loyalty to you,
都是因为神所给他的这些物质上的富裕。
Was all because of all the material blessing that God you gave him.
当人被神祝福的时候，
When blessed by God,
谁不会去爱他呢？
Everyone would love back to God.
谁不会去对他忠心呢？
And who would not love God in return and be loyal to him?
所以神让撒旦做一件事。
And that's why God allowed Satan to do something.
就是可以将约伯的一切的财富全部的拿走。
To go ahead and let him take away all the possessions and material wealth from Job,
唯一的是不能碰他的生命，
except not to touch his life.
因为神要向魔鬼证明一件事情。
Because God wants to demonstrate and prove to Satan one thing.
一个人可以在那里爱神，
that a man can serve God and love God,
可以对神忠心，
can be loyal to him,
是因为爱的缘故，
just for love's sake,
而不是因为神给了他什么样的富足，
and not what God will give him in return or blessing.
但是约伯不知道这一
段话。 But however, Job know this.
在这里的这个诗人，他也不知道为什么他会掉在黑暗里面。
In Psalm 88, the psalmist also didn't know why he fell into the pit.
我们也是如此。
We just like them.
在生命里有许多的事情。
There's a lot of things in our life.
特别是那些不顺利的、不如意的事。
Especially those things taunted us and difficult and not so smooth.
是那一些造成我们生命里、心灵的黑暗的事情。
And those things to put us in the darkness.
我们一点都不知道神的旨意是什么。
We don't understand his will.
然后现在让我们再继续的来看这个诗人的一些情绪。
And let's continue to look at the verses by this song.
我们先看的是第九节到第十四节。
Let's look at from verse 9 through 14.
耶和华啊，我天天向你呼求，向你举手祷告，你要为死人行奇事吗？阴魂会起来称谢你吗？在坟墓里有人述说你的慈爱吗？在灭亡之地有人述说你的信实吗？你的奇事在黑暗里有人知道吗？你的公义在那遗忘人之地有人知道吗？耶和华啊，我向你呼求，我的祷告在早晨达到你面前。耶和华啊，为什么你丢弃我？为什么掩面不顾我？
Psalmist says, every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in darkness, or your righteous in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me?
在这里，这个诗人是将他所有内心的情绪在向神倾诉。
He was pouring all the emotions to God.
他首先在那里埋怨神把他放在这一个死人之地，那一个黑暗的地方。
First of all, he was complaining that God left him with the dead.
然后他也在告诉神，是神的心意要他的子民能够在那里赞美他。
And he was telling God that it was God's intent to have his people to praise him.
但是现在在这个死亡之地，
Now being in the place of death,
是一个沉默的地方。
It was a place of silence.
没有人能够赞美神。
And there's no one can praise him.
难道这是神你想要的吗？
Is this what God you want?
在第二，
And secondly,
他在那里埋怨神。
He was complaining.
埋怨神对他是多么的沉默。
Because God was so silent towards him.
他昼夜的在祷祈求神。
He prayed day and night.
他在家里向神说话。
He tried to speak to him.
但是他却没有听到神在对他回应。
But he did not hear from him.
神是在那里。
God is there.
但是神却是沉默的。
But he was silent.
或者他会说，
God may
可能神根本不在那里。
Maybe he feel like God is not existing.
神忽视了他。
God ignored him.
根本忘记了他。
And forgot him.
你有没有在你的祷告的时候，有时候有这种的感觉呢？
In your prayer.Is there sometimes you feel like those?
你昼夜的在哪里祈求？
You pray day and night.
但是神却是完全的沉默。
But it was totally silent from God's side.
然后第三。
And thirdly.
在第十五到十八节。
From verse 15 to 18.
在十四节最后那里说，你为什么丢弃我？你为什么掩面不顾我？我自幼受苦，几乎死亡，我受了惊吓，以致困惑不安。你的烈怒把我淹没，你的惊吓把我除灭。这些终日像水一样环绕我，一起把我围困。你使我之爱和同伴都远离我，黑暗成了我的自己。
From verse 15, afflicted and close to death from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I'm helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. You surround me like a flood all day long. They close in on me together. You have caused my beloved and my friend to shun me. My companions have become darkness.
他回头看他的孩童的时候，
He looked back from his past, his childhood.
或者他在那里可以寻找到一些的安慰。
Perhaps he tried to find some comfort.
我们是不是有时候也会这样做？
Do we do that also?
当我们发现自己在黑暗的时刻，
When we find ourselves in such a dark moment,
我们也会往回头看。
We look back.
我们会想一下过去那些很好的时光。
We thought about those good times.
我们但是对这个世人来说，
But for the psalmist,
当他回头看的时候，
When he looked back,
也没有任何的东西是他可以向往的。
There's nothing to give him hope and encouragement.
甚至在那一些的时刻里，
Even in those moments,
当他年幼的时候，
When he was a child,
他也受了苦，
He was suffering,
然后几乎要死，
And almost dead,
并不是一个很快乐的儿童的时期。
There was no pleasant childhood.
然后他又看他目前的处境，
And he looked at his present time,
也是充满了害怕、惧怕和困扰。
And there is a suffering and fear and confusion.
在目前的处境里，
in the current situation,
他感觉到他是被各样的困难所包围住，甚至要被淹没了一样。
He was surrounded by all the troubles and almost overwhelmed by those waves.
他与他的朋友和他的家人都被隔离了。
He was shunned with his friends and family.
他被神的那种的恐怖所淹没了。
He feels like the terror from God is too overwhelming.
他整个的生命，
His whole life,
从儿童一直到现在，
From childhood till now,
充满了困难，
There's too much trouble,
充满了痛苦，
A lot of suffering.
这明显不是一幅美丽的图画，
It is not a pretty picture.
然后让我们来看这首诗如何的结束。
And let's look at how this psalm ended.
他说黑暗成了我的知己。
He said the darkness become my companion.
如果我们用按照原文直接的翻译，就是说我的知己就是黑暗。
If we translate directly from the original text, it's my friend is darkness.
那就是他一开始的时候，在诗篇的一开始就是讲到黑暗。
In the beginning verse, he mentioned the darkness.
然后最后的一句话也是黑暗。
And ends with darkness.
这就是将这首诗跟其他的诗分别出来的一个特点。
And this makes it so unlike the other songs.
那从这一首的诗
from this song,
我们能够学到一些什么样的功课呢？
Is there some lesson that we can learn today?
首先
First,
这里是看见一个诗人见证了一个没有被解脱的困难。
First of all, it is a first-hand witness of unrelieved suffering.
或者是一个没有被解决的痛苦。
It is unresolved suffering.
我们从这一首的诗
We learn from this song.
我们知道苦难
We know the suffering.
受苦
Suffering.
不是在那里证明神对一个人的不喜悦。
That suffering is no proof of God's displeasure with a person.
正如一个人有许多的财富，也不等于就是证明神对他的喜悦。
Just as possession of riches and wealth is no proof at God's pleasure.
想到在十九世纪的有一个作曲家。
I thought about William.The who wrote songs,
就是叫 William Cowper, 英国的一个作诗的人。
English man William Cowper.
如果你看到他的生平的话
，throughout his life,
在他整个的人生里
，in whole life,
他有好几次严重的沮丧。
There's a numerous episode of depression.
大概每几年就是一个严重的一个绝望黑暗。
Every several years, he was falling to the depression.
是一种完全的黑暗。
It's totally darkness.
但是从他的在黑暗里，从他的笔中却写了一些非常美丽的诗歌。
But out of those darkness, from his pen, there's a beautiful hymns was written.
然后我们又想到另外的一个作诗的人。
We thought about the other person.
他写了一些的诗歌。
He wrote some.
好像荣耀归于至今真神。
Just like the Son, to God be the glory.
耶稣今日召你。
Jesus is calling you.
求主施恩。
Close to the blessed assurance.
然后靠近主。
Closer
to God, nearer to God. 然后有福的确据。
Blessed assurance.
然后你知道这个写诗的人是谁吗？
Do you know who he is?
他是叫 Fanny Crosby, 他是一个瞎眼的人。
He's blind. His name is Fanny Crosby.
然后在台湾从台湾来的也熟悉杏林子这一位人士。
Some of you from Taiwan, you remember 杏林子。
因为他的关节炎。
Because of his arthritis.
他的大半生都是坐在轮椅上。
A majority of his life is on wheelchair.
但是他的生命却是充满有喜乐。
But from his life is full of joy.
透过他的写作。
From his writing.
透过他的话语。
From his word.
帮助了无数的人。
Helped so many, so many.
对这一些的人。
For those.People,
黑暗
darkness,
痛苦
suffering,
绝不是在那里证明神对他们的不喜悦
those are no proof of God's displeasure
正于一个人的财富
just as the wealth
也不在那里证明你是蒙神的喜悦
are no proof of God's pleasure
在这一段这个诗篇你学到的第二个功课
and secondly
这一个诗人并没有放弃他的祷告
the psalmist didn't give up praying
有时候我们祷告了几天之后
sometimes we pray for a couple of days.
然后我们就放弃了。
And we give up.
我们就做了一个决定。
We decide.
神不在那里。
God is.
和神对我的要求并不感觉到兴趣。
And God ignores my prayer.
所以我们就停止祷告。
And that's why we stop praying.
但是这个诗人在那里提醒我们。
But the psalmist reminds us.
不要放弃。
Don't give up.
要继续的在那祷告。
Continue to pray.
要继续的在那里抓住他。
And continue to hold on him.
因为一个祷告的一个原因。
And the one of the reason we pray.
不是说我求的越久，他就一定会给我。
Not because we pray the longer that he will permit.
如果你祷告多，他就会给你多。
It doesn't mean we pray more and he give us.
你祷告少，他就给你少。
And we pray little and he give us little.
如果神是这样的一个神的话
，If our God is this kind of God,
那是何等小气的一个。
He is so stingy.
但是祷告真正的意思
，But the real meaning of prayer.
那是向他来表示
，And we express to him.
我们是何等的需要他。
We need him.
他给，他不给。
He gave us or not.
那是他的主权。
It is his.
但是我们的责任。
Right. And but our responsibility. But no matter what happened, we come to Him and let Him know, Father God, we need you.
然后在无论怎么样的情况里,
and under all the circumstances,
让我们都要继续持久地在那里祷告。
And let's be consistent and persistent on prayer.
第三点,
and thirdly,
神对我们的接纳,
God's acceptance to us.
这是一个我们不能够忽略的事情。
This is something we can never overlook.
我们特别看一下第一节的前面。
Let's look at the heading right above Psalm 88.
可拉后裔的诗歌就是以斯拉人希曼的训诲诗，交与灵长。我们这里知道写诗的人的名字。
From here says a psalm of the sons of Korah, from the director of music according to Malas Lenin. But we know his name.
叫做希曼。
Heman。
从读这一首诗里
，From reading this psalm，
很明显他感觉到被神的拒绝。
You can tell he feel like rejected by God.
但是他的存在是真的。
But the psalmist's existence is true.
他是一个真的人。
He's a person.
我想他一定会觉得非常的惊讶。
And I think he will find surprisingly.
就是他写的这首诗
The song that he wrote
竟然包括在其他的那些的诗篇的里面
Even was included in all the songs together
其他那些赞美的诗
From those prayer with praise
那些感恩的诗
From those thanksgiving
那些祈求的诗
From those pray and ask for help
他的这首诗也被放入其中
And the psalmist will be surprised that his song also put in that collection
当被放在这些诗的当中
When that was included in the psalm,
也被认同为这是神所感动的。
It was a confirmation that is from God's divine.
这是神的话语。
It is God's word.
这一定是远超过希曼所能够想象到的事。
This must be beyond humans can understanding.
不但如此
，Not only that.
当这一首诗
，When this song.
被包括在其他的诗篇的当中
，Was included in all the songs together.
也在那里印证了一件事情
，And it's a confirmed one thing.
就是有一个神有一个的计划
，And there's a divine plan.
是远超过希曼所能够了解的
，It's far beyond that human the author can understand.
但是却是存在的
，But it existed.
就像约伯一样
，Just like Job.
这里告诉我们
，And here tells us.
就是在我们的黑暗的当中
，Even in the most darkest moment.
在我们的痛苦的当中
，In our suffering.
仍然有一个神的一个计划
，And there is a divine plan.
是远比我们自己更大的
，It's far beyond and bigger than what What we are,
在我们之上
It's looming above us.
我们可能永远不会找到这些为什么问题的答案
We may never find out the answer of those questions.
但是我们却仍然的相信
But we still believe.
神有一个计划
God has a plan, a divine plan.
是现在是我们看不见的
Which is hidden from us.
不错，神目前是沉默的
Maybe God is silent now.
但是他的眼睛从来都没有离开过我们。
But he's still keeping an eye on us.
最后的一点，讲到神如何处理人的苦难。
How God's way of dealing with suffering.
当我们将诗篇八十八篇放在整本的圣经里来看的时候
，Let's put Psalm 88 in the perspective of the whole Bible.
我们就开始看见一些很不一样，看见一幅很不一样的图画。
And we can look at a certain, totally different picture.
我们人会在问
，We ask,
神，你为什么容许这个苦难临到
？God, why you permit this happen to us?
我们要神采取步骤
，We want God to take action, take
来防止这些苦难的来临
，To prevent these things happen，
或者当来临的时候
，Or when it comes，
他会用一些的方式将我们从苦难当中把我们提拔出来
，And He will lift up us from the darkness or suffering from there。
我们希望他神迹性的、戏剧性的介入，然后把我们提出来。
We hope there's a miraculous involvement from His wondrous work to lift us up and out of those troubles.
但有些的时候
，But sometimes，
在他的恩典和慈爱、恩典和怜悯之下
，By His mercy and grace，
他会防止一些的苦难领导我们。
He did some miraculous things to prevent those sins，
来保护我们
，and protect us，
使我们不遭遇到这些的黑暗。
Protect us from those suffering。
但是你知道吗
？But do you know？
在人的痛苦的当中
，In our suffering，
神却差了他的儿子耶稣基督来到世界上。
God sent His only begotten Son。
他就像我们一样的受苦，被钉在十字架上。
Just like us and be crucified。
他没有将我们从苦难里面就把我们拔出来。
He may not lift up us from those human suffering。
他来到这一个充满着苦难的世界。
But He came to this world。
他在我们的旁边与我们一起。
He came along our side。
然后他与我们一起的行走。
And He walked with us。
当我们为着在日本所发生的地震那些的灾难的，我们在那里难过。
When we have a very difficult time to look at those pictures of those impact from the quake.
当我们为了有妈妈的去世在难过的时候。
When we are deeply sorrow and suffering for the passing away of Grandma Ye.
我们要记得我们的救主就在我们的身边。
Please be remembered that our God, our Lord Savior, Savior Jesus Christ.
当我们把诗篇八十八篇放在整本的圣经里的时候。
When we put Psalm 88 into the whole perspective of the Bible,
我们就会记得在罗马书的第五章二十八、二十九节这些宝贝的话语。
And this will remind us on Romans chapter 5, verse 28, 29, those precious words.
我们知道，为了爱神的人，就是按他旨意蒙召人的益处，万事一同效力。因为神预先知道的人，他就预先命定，他们和他儿子的形象一模一样。
Says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose, for those whom He foreknew, and also He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.
如大家所熟悉的和合本是这样子的说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。神在所有的处境里在那里工作，是为了那些。
And from the translation we have, it says, "For the all things will work together for the good of His people."
那什么好处呢
？But what kind of good they're talking about?
我们不在这里不是说
it is not mentioned.
万事都互相效力。
Everything will work out.
然后你的处境会越来的越好了。
And your situation will improve day by day.
然后你的日子会越来的越光明。
And your days with brightness ahead of you.
但是在这里所讲的
，But here.
这一个的好处
the good from this,
就是叫那些属神的人
for those who belong to him,
能够越来的越像耶稣基督
and to be conformed like Jesus Christ
万事都互相效力
everything work out together
叫爱神的人得到益处
for those who love God to be good
这个益处
and the good
就是能够越来的越像神
the good is to be conformed to be like Christ
我记得大概也在一年多前
about more than a year ago
差不多两年了
Almost 2 years
有一位那时候八十九岁的老太太到我的办公室来
There was an old lady about at that time was 89 years old come to my office
她走路不很方便
He walks very slow
她的听觉也慢慢的衰退
And his hearing is decaying
在那个时候她告诉我她所遭遇的一些事情
And she shared with me what he has experienced
那是两年前
That was 2 years ago
两年前她说在十二年前
At that time 2 years ago she said about 12 years ago from there
她在家里她看守他十一岁的孙子。
And she was at home watching her grandson about 11 years old.
然后父母在外面工作。
The parents was at work.
这个十一岁的孩子在楼上书房，在自己的房间。
The grandson upstairs in the study.
后来过了几个钟头。
And a couple hours from that.
他就发现这一个十一岁的孙儿开枪自杀死掉了。
She found out her grandson just suddenly killed himself, a suicide.
然后那件事情几年之后，
and several years from there,
他的女儿，也就是这一个孩子的母亲，
her daughter, just the 11 years old's mother,
被诊断有血癌，
was diagnosed as have blood cancer.
然后当这一位祖母来到我办公室的前几个礼拜，
and just a couple weeks before the lady visit Reverend Xie,
然后发现他的一个长子也被诊断有癌症，
and his oldest son also diagnosed.
他的几个孩子，其他几个孩子就叫到他的公寓来向他报告这件事情。
All her children come to her apartment and report to him the bad news.
我想就是看到这样的一个图案，
you can imagine those
几个孩子
those kids
来到妈妈的公寓，
come to the elderly mother,
要告诉妈妈另外的一个弟弟或者哥哥患了癌症，
and tell mom one of her child and their brothers suffer cancer.
我想这些事都会令到我们感觉到难过，感觉到痛苦。
And all those can make us feel bad, sad, and sorry.
然后后来他跟我在那一次他跟我说，
And when she shared with me that time,
他说我相信神有他最美好的旨意。
She said God has his own perfect
will. 他说当我听见我儿子的病的时候，
when I heard my kids has cancer,
他说我的心好痛啊，
my heart was broken.
但是他说我知道，
but she said I know,
不是所有的痛苦都是不好的，
I know that not all suffering are bad.
或者透过这些的苦难，
maybe through those suffering,
我们能够被更加的被带到主的跟前，
we will be drawn to God.
他来到我的办公室，
she came to my office,
是希望我能够安慰他一下的，
she expect maybe I can comfort him, comfort her a little,
或者他希望我能够说一些的话，
maybe she expect I'll say something to her.
但是我深深的体会到，
but really in my mind,
结果是他在那里安慰了我，
it is her,
他在那里鼓励了我，
that comforted me and encouraged me.
不错，在我们的世界上，
yes, in our world,
特别在这一个周末，
especially in the past week,
有太多的事情是你我不能够明白的，
there are so many things that we cannot understand.
但是我们唯一的安慰，
But our only comfort,
就是那一位握住我们的手的神，
that's God holding our hands,
他知道一切，
He knows the best in everything.
请我们一起的祷告。
Let's pray together.
可能在这一个安静的时刻，让我们都将我们心中的疑问、我们的困扰、我们的问题、我们的情绪都带到我们恩主的面前。在我们向他诉说的时候，让我们记得他在那里，虽然他好像沉默，但是他在听我们，并且他也知道一切，他都知道，都在他的控制之下。Maybe we should use a few moments for our reflection. There's a time for us to bring to Him our pains, our sorrows, our frustrations, our questions. Even as we bring it to Him, it is always good to know that even though He may be silent at this moment,Yet He is there, and He is listening to us. May you use your own words just to express to Him what you are going through. 就用你自己的话言语来向他表达你现在所感受的。他在那里聆听你。Thank you.
主，谢谢你聆听了我们的祈求。 Father, we thank you for listening to our prayers, our requests. Thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. 现在是我们大家一起领受主的饼跟杯的时刻。 This is the time through the taking of the bread and the cup we remember our Lord.